No, it's not Coke, Doritos, toilet paper, potatoes, porn, or even deep-fried pork skins. It's the humble banana. Oh yes, one last trivia note. Bananas may be a fruit, but they are not trees as many think. They're actually an herb. That's because nothing survives above ground at the end of the season. I love my trivia. I hope this news hasn't driven you bananas. Well, that's all we have time for this week. This is Don saying, eyes open, minds on.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
Thanks for listening to Radio Free Thinker. Remember to visit us online at radiofreethinker.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. If you have any local skeptical events you would like us to mention on the air, email us at info@radiofreethinker.com.
Venture to the stars. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. The cosmos is full.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discorder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly, featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, British Columbia. I am DJ CJ, doing it solo this time. My co-host Wade is out and about in Vancouver, busy making money. Gotta pay them bills. How about a little Mac DeMarco to chill you out? Right now, salad days. Goodbye weekend.
Wasting your time.
you believe in is on life. Sometimes rough, but generally speaking, I'm fine. If you don't agree with the things that go on within my life, well, honey, that's fine. Just know that you're wasting your time.
All right, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Discorder Radio, and we are the radio version of Discorder Magazine, Vancouver's indie music monthly. For those of you who tune in weekly, thank you. For the new people, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. And I do want to announce that I just heard from our station manager and program manager that CITR's radio license has been renewed for another excellent 7 years. So a big congrats to CITR Radio for putting up a big effort to keep up the local independent voice and, you know, have fantastic spoken word content as well as First Nations content and a lot of amazing tunes here at this radio station. So congrats for another 7 years. And after that, more smooth sailing. Speaking of years here in Vancouver, congrats to my co-host Wade, who has just spent his fifth year in British Columbia. That's a long time. And I'm sure he's had an amazing time so far, especially here at CITR, and especially with many music festivals that we've been to. So congrats, Wade. Excellent times. And of course, Wade and I were supposed to go to a fantastic show on last Saturday, which was May the 24th. We were supposed to go to this band's last show. This band was called Maria and the Shower, and they're a fantastic, like, foot-thumping folk band with four guys, but they've got a whole bunch of instruments. Like, they've got the regular drums, guitar, piano, but they've also got, you know, the double bass, the cello, the violin, the trumpet, the accordion. It's a whole bunch of fantastic instruments. And they played their last show at the Fox Cabaret on May 24th. We weren't able to make it because apparently there was a huge lineup outside, a couple of hundred people. So, and they've been around for 7 years. Or even 10, if you count back to way back their time at UBC. And Wade and I actually were fortunate enough to speak to two of the members of Maria and the Shower way back last year at the Vancouver Folk Festival 2013. So let's have a listen to that interview with Jack and Martin from Maria and the Shower.
We're here backstage, I guess, the media tent of the Jericho Beach Vancouver International Folk Fest. It's a great Saturday afternoon. We're here with who here? Let's introduce them.
Martin Risley.
Jack Garton.
From Maria in the Shower.
Nice. Okay, now, Maria in the Shower. First question, Maria. Who is she, and is there some kind of... there's got to be a story behind the lady that is Maria.
Yeah, but you know, that was many years ago. It's not something we comment on because it's quite personal to us and our friends from back when. You know, but we're creatures of habit, so we've kept the name. It's been 8 or 9 years we've had that name.
Wow. Yeah.
It did start with an incident long ago involving a certain person that Martin and I both knew very well, but we can't go into more. Unfortunately, we can't go into any more detail. We just don't like to talk about it. It keeps people's privacy.
Do you find that because of this is the name synonymous with you guys as a group?
Yeah.
Are you getting a little bit? I don't know. Annoyed or perturbed if this comes up a lot when people ask who is Maria, considering it's now been 9 years of having to
it's understandable.
Yeah,
it's understandable that people would ask the question, and it happens a lot. But I think it's also understandable that we decide to... it doesn't really matter. It matters to us in terms of how we met and how incidents that formed our bond. But it doesn't really matter to the music that we make now. I mean, it's like, you know, people probably ask the string cheese instrument, like, incident, what had to do with string cheese, you know, that formed their band. And maybe they have a great story about it, but but you know, there's lots of great band names out there. Our band name is something that means
a lot. I personally think it makes you guys sound very intimate about... Because you have a name in the band, and then a shower is like a very intimate thing.
Yeah,
very intimate.
Totally. And those are images that we love to promote, and why the name sort of stuck.
Yeah,
beyond the impetus for the name.
That's why we've kept it.
Yeah, there's lots of beautiful images that we felt, beautiful images and feelings that we felt associated with that name, that seem, you know, sort of indicative of the intimacy of the music that we're presenting and. And the feeling that we'd like to impart to people, as if they're as free as being in the shower, you know, there are many elements to it. We've taken it on many levels, like
over the years,
to the religious and the musical theater elements. You know, how do you solve a problem like Maria in the shower?
It's true.
Speaking of spaces, you had an incredible space here today at the Vancouver International Folk Fest. Compare this setting to some of the more intimate venues that you've played. I know you guys had the chance to play the Block Party at UBC a couple years ago.
Yeah.
How does this experience compare to that experience, you know, I guess a little over a year later, to see kind of the progress of how you guys are coming along in the Vancouver scene?
That show was pretty similar to this show.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We've played a lot more intimate venues.
There was actually... more people actually watching at this show.
But
we were on pretty early at the Block Party, so there was, like, you know, some people playing frisbee and maybe like 15 people watching, but it wasn't intimate because it's such a huge space that you're disseminating the sound into. It's intimate is not the word to describe it. We do like to play intimate house shows and small acoustic concerts or small venues in which we can, like, sing acoustically at some point in the set or something. But
apart from band practice, what's the most intimate place you've played?
Well, we recorded an album in the shower, actually.
We did.
So that was pretty intimate.
Yeah, at one point, very early on in our...
We actually recorded each of our showers. I remember we had a shower, and each of us recorded the showers to mix into the whole project. I mean, that's pretty intimate.
That was probably the most... That was the most intimate.
Could you talk about your first encounter with Discorder magazine? You said you were studied at UBC.
Yeah. We had a... Well, I mean, okay. I actually have a question for you guys. The Sub is not there anymore, is it?
No, it still is.
It is.
Oh, it is? No, yeah. I was there the other day, and the place where the Sub is gone.
No, the Sub is still there.
So it's
like just it's being dwarfed by all the construction.
Wow, the Knoll's gone, though.
Actually, they're building the new Sub around half the Knoll. So
really?
The Pit Pub is going to be under the Knoll.
No way.
Yes.
That's kind of...
With a skylight.
The non-existent Knoll.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it was a man-made Knoll to begin with, so they're destroying it and then remaking it.
Right.
With the pit pub underneath
it.
With a mini brewery.
It's interesting to us. So when we were there, the Knoll was a major gathering scene, and that's where we met, kind of through some stuff there. There was a community of people involved with the Knoll. There was Pull on the Knoll parties every Friday at noon, and they would usually stretch into the evening. And then it was the similar scene of people. We started a poetry reading series, and that's where Martin and I first met. CITR, I had friends who were involved with programming at CITR and while I was there, and so, you know, spent many visits to the station and stuff like that. So the Discorder has always been on the, you know, part of our part of my consciousness, yeah, as a way to see indie music written about, I guess.
So is it safe to say that the Knoll plays a key role in your meeting, and even in Maria in the Showers, the Knoll plays a key role?
Yeah.
No, it does. It does.
It's true. No.
The Knoll was a meeting place, and this is one thing that is very key. Is like, it was the only green space around the, well, I mean, apart from that little kind of weird artificial grove of trees, it's the only green space, and it's a very natural meeting place. You can just, it's a landmark, which was quite valuable at UBC, we could say, and because I feel that student activity and ideas does revolve around the Student Union building in a big way. No matter what department you're from, no matter what discipline you're studying.
Yeah, we were from different...
very different departments. But we met through this, through gatherings happening at the Knoll. The Knoll being a great landmark to meet, so we would do... There would be music jams and poetry readings and these sort of kind of like general freak out things. And we would sometimes we would go and, you know, continue the party down at Wreck Beach or continue it down at my house, which was nearby, or whatever. They, of course, they've knocked that house down now and put an expensive house in.
But, where was that house?
It was on 4th near Blanca. It was a place called the Dirty House, and it was a student house for a long time, and then it eventually got knocked down and put a very expensive house in there, which is sort of been the prelude to our whole stories. You know, since then we've been moved out of many houses, and
as it's probably everyone in Vancouver, I feel like.
Yeah, you know, you get moved along, but culture starts in these places, and then it gets the property value becomes too premium, and then you have to get forced along to the next place.
You're a clean little baby when you wash your hair, but you got diamonds on the inside. You don't droop with much care. You got to leave behind your ribbons. You got to leave behind your strings, 'cause the road is leading somewhere. You won't need those things, and the pavement, it is peeling with your feet at every step. You better watch out, little girl. It'll follow you right into bed.
those out there in Radio Land.
All right. So very nice of you to take time off work and talk to us on the air.
Well, very nice of you to run the mothership on your own. I'm sorry I couldn't be there today, CJ. It's a great Tuesday. It's my 5-year anniversary of living in BC. What better way to celebrate than by being with you at the station doing the show I love to do? But unfortunately, another commitment prevailed. But I was able to step away for a few minutes so we could have a chat about some of the great live music that's going on in the city and some of the great music we had the pleasure of seeing last weekend.
Exactly. So let's talk a bit about that. So you and I were at the Malkin Bowl on Saturday. Was it Friday? It was Friday.
It was Friday night, yeah.
Friday night. And for those of you who don't know, the Malkin Bowl is an excellent little closed-off space arena at Stanley Park, right by this giant, beautiful pavilion house, the Park Pavilion. And
What a venue. I mean, if you've never seen a show at the Malkin Bowl, it really is such an authentic Vancouver experience. And we've all, I'm sure, been to outdoor shows, but the fact that you're surrounded by these old, 100-year-old, old-growth trees in Stanley Park, the fresh air, it's all grass. It's a beautifully carved-out little natural theater that probably holds about no more than 3,000 people with a lovely old band shell. It really was a great intimate space to see a big show and kind of a stadium feeling sort of a setting.
Absolutely. And there were at least over 2,000 people there. I mean, I'm not much of a mathematician, but as far as I can tell from all the drunk people swaying in and out, it was quite a crowd.
It was quite a crowd. And even those that weren't inside, there was still a bit of a great festival atmosphere outside the Malkin Bowl as well, as groups were hanging out in the grass, having some drinks, or indulging in some of BC's natural resources outside the Malkin Bowl and just taking in the buzz. And, of course, the buzz we're talking about was a great show put on by two great electronic acts, one from right here in Vancouver, the band we just heard, Bear Mountain, and the other from a band all the way from Melbourne, Australia, who is really coming on with their Aussie electronica sound, and that was, of course, Cut Copy. Who were playing a show for this album that they just released last year. Was called Free Your Mind. It just came out in the fall. This is the launch of their big North American tour. And they brought the show to Vancouver Friday night, played a bevy of classics. In fact, I have to admit, I'm not that familiar with the new album, but I felt like I was recognizing, it was just hit after hit after hit, which goes to show you that they've got some really recognizable tracks deep into their catalog of songs.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I'd never heard of the band before, but every single track was stunningly danceable, and their lighting was amazing. I was really impressed by their lighting guy. And I mean, I come from a production standpoint, and from that standpoint, it was really a great show.
It's interesting to see how we both have very different opinions about, you know, what tickles our fancy. You know, I was definitely much more into the music and the songs that I was familiar with. But I like what you said, it was stunningly danceable. We actually, with some friends that hadn't heard the band before either, and they were really into it. So they've really got these really catchy tracks. And the production value, as you pointed out, was incredible. Lots of great lights. Some cool like displays on the back of the backdrop behind the band, and especially when electronica act, a lot of times we think of it as maybe just being a DJ doing their thing. These guys were quite engaging. They all were playing their instruments. The frontman Dan Whitman was up chatting with the crowd at the microphone. At one point, he said something along the lines of, it feels like he's playing at home, which got the Vancouver crowd quite excited. He was jumping up and down at the front stage, having a great time. So they were having a great time. The 2,000 plus in attendance were having a great, great time. And thanks again to Carly from Blueprint Events to help make it possible for us to be at the show. A great way to kick off the summer music season here in Vancouver. Bear Mountain and Cut Copy. I give it a 9.9 out of 10. This past Friday night in Stanley Park.
Excellent. All right, let's keep up that 9.9 out of 10 spirit with a track from their debut album called Bright Like Neon Love. And this is a track called Saturdays. Wade, any last words?
Yeah, Saturdays. You hit nail on the head there, DJ CJ. Bright Like Neon Love was released exactly 10 years ago this month. And exactly 5 years ago today, I got in BC. And living here in BC, every day feels like a Saturday. So what a great way to roll into this track. Cut Copy, Saturdays, live on Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
All right.
waitress uniforms. Do you suppose that all she knows is a rose, is a rose? Diseases of the world are gone.
So good! So good!
Jack Layton, alive and well. Uncle Stephen at the gates of hell.
We are back here on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was a cool track, if I may so myself. Giggles all around in the
never
studio.
Never gets old.
Never gets old. That was Pink by Kool and off their album Paint. Exciting stuff. And of course, let me introduce JCG, editor-in-C of Discorder Magazine, in the house. Welcome back. From an exciting time at, you want to tell the people?
At Sasquatch, yeah. It was,
Sasquatch.
It was a lot of fun. It's weird being back, and like I slept in a bed, which was nice, and like I didn't shower for 4 days, and so that was nice to do when I got home, and like woke up and had coffee and eggs. I'm like, whoa, this is so weird, not just like living off of Cliff Bars and like
true
warm bread from like inside a car trunk.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's one of the things about music festivals that I can never get over is just food and water. Where do you get them from?
Well, yeah. And the thing is, like, I don't know. I don't even have a cooler. So I usually don't bring a cooler camping. I usually just like, yeah, sandwiches. And my friend brought a cooler. And I don't know. It's one of those things, like, usually, like, the ice melts and then just gets in everything. Like, gets in everything. And so it was like basically water damaged sandwiches because, like, the meat had been soaked in, like, water and, like, it got in the mustard and. There was also music at Sasquatch, and that was good.
Yeah, let's talk a bit about that. Some of your favorite acts?
Hands down favorite, definitely Cut Copy. It was
really?
Insane. It was, we left the National early to go catch them. Like, so much fun. Chance the Rapper was also really awesome. Saw Tyler the Creator. I hated it. I left after, like, 15 minutes because I was, like, just so offended. but I went just so I could say that I hated it, right?
Fair enough.
Haim were really awesome. Or no, Haim. Fantagram was sweet. Oh, there's so many.
I actually saw Fantagram when they were like a tiny, tiny band. They opened for 07 in Vancouver at the Commodore in like 2009.
They're awesome.
But they're really great.
Have you ever heard of Big Freedia? Freedia?
Frida?
Big Freedia?
No.
It was one of those like acts. It was just like in the dance tent, like the El Chupacabra tent, and it was insane. Like you're just like wandering into the set, and he was performing this song called Ass Everywhere, like ass with two Z's, and he like got like 30 people to come up on stage and was like, "All right, now like if the audience can see your face, you're doing it wrong." It's like I want to see ass everywhere, and then and then just like went crazy. For like the next like 40 minutes.
All right. Speaking of bands we don't know, let's introduce who else we have here in the studio. Alex DeBoer. Welcome to. Did I pronounce your last name right?
DeBoer. Yeah.
DeBoer.
I think.
DeBoer. How do you like prefer?
I say DeBoer, but I guess it's Dutch, so I'm probably saying it wrong. It's De Boer in Dutch.
De Boer.
Slight difference, but notable.
De Boer.
But regardless, you are our new under review editor, and it's your job to check out all the new cool albums coming around town, or that are being sent to us.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. I'm very excited to get started.
Yeah, and so tell us a bit about yourself. You've been writing for Discorder for a while now.
Yeah, I've been writing for Discorder for like probably 2.5 years, with maybe one big break in there. But yeah, so I have lots of experience writing. And I thought I would try my hand at editing to, yeah, expand my skills. So should be good. I'm excited.
JC, you want to enlighten, give her some tips on the air right now?
Well, it's actually really funny because, yeah, like one of the reasons Alex was a good candidate is because she wanted to work on like her editing skills. And like, I don't have any formal editing training, which is pretty funny. Like, I've been in like editor positions for like probably 4 years now, and I've had like zero like formal training. It's all been like on job and like...
It's been intuitive.
Yeah, and it's awesome because like now I feel like I'm a pretty good editor, and so I'm excited for Alex to have this opportunity too to edit.
Absolutely.
Cool. And so on average, I guess not many people know this, but CITR must get at least a couple of hundred CDs sent to us every week, right?
Oh God, probably. Well, yeah, because I don't know exactly how the system works. Like, I know the station gets mailed a lot of CDs, and then we also get a lot of emails. I probably get like upwards of 100 emails a day, just from like PR people, like letting me know when the new Robin Thicke album's coming out, which is apparently soon.
For people
interested. And so yeah, there's always just like CDs just like lying around the station. Yeah, it's Alex's job now to like filter through them and pick out the best, only the best for Discorder. And cool. Then, yeah.
Including cool. Bringing it back. All right, Alex, is there a particular track you'd like us to transition into right now by a band that you love that's new and cool around town?
What's your favorite new local band or like... CD.
How about some Crystal Swells?
Sure.
That's your favorite? Off the Sightlines, Crystal Swells?
Yes.
Deal? Nice. Crystal Swells have a lot of shows coming up. They're playing Sled Island and also Music Waste.
That's awesome.
Really? Excellent.
Which is pretty fun, yeah.
All right. Let's play one off their split 7-inch and come back with more chats with JCG and Alex B.
We'll be right back.
And we are back here on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Adjusting my headphones there, broadcasting live from the Student Union Building in UBC. The old Student Union Building, to be exact, the new one we will be moving into in January. Thank you so much, everybody out there who donated in February's fund drive. We collected over $42,000. That's like...
Number 42.
Oh, the answer to everything.
Yeah, the answer to us moving.
That was a legendary fundraiser because we've never raised that much before. And it'll pretty much fund everything we want, including shark tanks and lava lamps and disco balls. And
oh, we got the disco ball?
We got the Austin Powers original disco ball.
Yeah, well, yeah, there is no other.
But yeah, it'll be an excellent move. I'm sure the station will look fantastic when we move in there in January. Anyway, in the meantime, back to reality. That was Crystal Swells with their track Back to Back, Beach Bear and the Bear Scare. I think, I'm not quite sure, their website isn't quite clear, but it could have been Sightlines with Beach Bear and Crystal Swells with the Bear Scare, or vice versa. But, you know, bands these days, so obscure, who knows?
It's what happens when you, like, release, like, a split, I guess. You just share, like, split all it. The credit for everything. Split the cred.
But, yeah, so, Alex, so apparently they're playing, Crystal Swells playing at Music Waste.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah.
What it is, because Sled Island is happening later in June mm-hmm. in Calgary, which is going to be really awesome. And so I guess it's, I don't know if it's official, but it's kind of like a Sled Island Vancouver warm-up party. And so it's bands that are playing first in Sled Island in Calgary are doing like a Music Waste show in Vancouver. Does that make sense?
I get it.
Anyways, yeah, Crystal Swells, I think Woolworm are also playing.
Okay. Very nice.
But yeah, that's next week. So there's some fun stuff happening this week too. Mo is happening on
what's Mo?
Mo? It's like MO.
Is it a festival or is it?
Oh no, no. Sorry, it's a musician.
Okay.
Oh, she's insane. So good.
What's she about?
I would say
because I'm not gonna Google Mo.
I'm not a fan of MIA, and so like I feel like Mo is to me what MIA is to other people. I don't know if that makes sense.
Kind of makes sense. Like Santi Gold is to me what MIA is to other people.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I feel like we're like I feel like we're starting to establish who Mo is. but yeah, she's playing on Saturday at Fortune Sound Club.
Okay.
And then isn't the Bestie release party is also happening this weekend too, isn't it? Also at Fortune.
Mm-hmm. On the same day? No.
I think it's the day before, the 30th. I don't have my phone with me.
Yeah.
That's okay. We're all reaching around for our phones right now. Yeah. But excellent. Where did you first hear of Mo?
I think it was just on YouTube. It was just one of those like evenings that you're just like serial linking through YouTube and you're just like crawling to the very depths of YouTube. You're like, whoa, I've never been to this part of YouTube before. And I think I found like one of her videos and I was like, this is insane. And yeah, her album is definitely my summer jam right now. So
okay, actually, I'm really interested in this. let's play it. Oh, we don't have enough time. We might as well end the show on a Mo track.
Sure.
Mo, what? Mo, you want to name a track? Name a track by her. Creatures. Waste of time.
Waste of a time. I was trying to think. Waste of a time. Yeah, that's it.
Excellent. All right.
Does anyone else have that where they're like, oh, they're trying to tell you what a track is and they end up just like kind of singing it but like really off key and
probably like, happened in Sasquatch.
All
right. Before we end the show, let's remind our listeners that our show is a radio version of Discorder magazine, which JC is the editor-in-chief. And the June issue is now out and about, apparently.
It will start being distributed as of tomorrow.
Excellent. Yeah. And you want to tell us who's on the cover?
No.
Kidding.
It's the Flintettes! Woo! Woo! And there's also a Music Waste banner, which is really fun.
Oh, nice. I love the last year's one, which was like burgers, zombie burgers, just like creeping everywhere.
Yeah, it's awesome. There's a lot of Music Waste coverage, this one. So there's the Music Waste guide. There's the Art Waste guide. And then also Julie Calero did an awesome piece on just Music Waste in general. She's doing some volunteering for the festival, and so she added like a nice perspective to it. And Yeah, I think it turned out awesome. It's the music waste issue.
Excellente. All right, let us end this show of Discorder Radio. Any last words, Alex? Welcome to the team.
Yes, I'm very excited and excited for the June edition.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm sure July will have... Oh, wait, is the June-July double issue?
No, we're July. Planning the July-August issue.
Okay.
Tonight, actually.
All right. Okay, yeah. So if you're listeners, if you're out there, you might want to turn your cars around and head back to UBC and sit in on our contributors meeting, happens Tuesday, today, at 6 o'clock.
In about 1 hour and 1 minute.
All right. Excellent. Let us end the show with some Mo.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers. You. And, of course, stay tuned for Andy with The City up next on CITR 101.9 FM.